Greenpeace, Not a Peaceful Story. Greenpeace was established in 1971 and is the largest environmental organization in the world, with offices in 40 countries and income of over $350 million. Greenpeace is also one of the most radical environmental organizations. Greenpeace co-founder, Paul Watson, who left the organization in 1977, said, "The secret to David McTaggart's, the former chairman's success, is the secret to Greenpeace's success. It doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. You are what the media define you to be." Greenpeace became a myth, and a myth-generating machine. Patrick Moore, another co-founder of Greenpeace, was committed to environmental protection. He later quit his position because he found that the organization took a sharp turn to the political left. It developed into an extremist organization with a political agenda, such as including hostility toward all industrial production and reflecting an agenda based more on politics than sound science. The strategy employed by radical environmental organizations such as Greenpeace is to use any means necessary to achieve their goals. On this one point, radical environmentalism is highly consistent with communism. In 2007, six Greenpeace members broke into a British coal power plant to cause disruption. They were sued for causing around £30,000 of property damage. They admitted their attempt to shut down the power plant, but claimed that they were doing this to prevent even larger damage, an environmental crisis due to greenhouse gases. The court eventually agreed that their actions were innocent. Before this, Greenpeace already had many such records of court wins, including damaging nuclear power plants, automotive companies, and fighter jet manufacturing facilities. The boundary between legitimate and illegitimate tactics is simply erased with such logic. Traditional Marxism-Leninism uses the promise of an eventual utopia to legitimize killing, arson, and robbery. Similarly, under the banner of environmentalism, communists warn of environmental crises in order to legitimize violent and illegal tactics. In the above example, Greenpeace members successfully persuaded the jury to accept their criminal motives as legitimate, demonstrating that a large group of people in society can be misled into accepting specious and groundless arguments. All of this is part of the abandonment of universal values, and is a sign of the moral downslide of society.